The email from Anthony McCarthy, the mayor's press secretary, arrived at 7:25 last night. "Please find attached," it read, "a notice of the mayor's decision to deny access to the post-BOE press availability to Kenneth Burns. WYPR may send another reporter to participate in this weekly press availability. However, until further notice, the denial is in effect." The letter said access to the mayor's post-Board of Estimates press conferences is at her discretion, and that WYPR should take notice that, effective immediately, the mayor has declined to grant her discretionary access to Kenneth Burns. This morning, the mayor said Burns is welcome at any of her other public press events, but that her ceremonial conference room is very close quarters.
And Mr. Burns has consistently exhibited verbally and physically threatening behavior, particularly to my staff, and we can't tolerate that.
Other reporters who regularly cover City Hall say they haven't witnessed that behavior, and the mayor would not offer specifics.
That is all I'm going to say.
The banishment comes a week after Burns pressed the mayor over whether she had to go to Annapolis for approval of policy changes in the police department because, in a strange quirk in the law, the Baltimore Police Department is a state agency. The exchange involves Burns, the mayor, and her spokesman, Anthony McCarthy.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what you're specifically referring to.
Whether it's a policy that's governed by state law or public local law or...
Yeah, I'm not going to understand it right now, your question. I can follow up with you and get you an answer on it.
Burns pressed again, and this followed.
You're not going to be able to explain it, so I promise and commit to get you an answer for your question. I don't have an answer for you.
You can't explain whether or not you have to go to an Annapolis to change
the
policy.
We're going to move on.
Neither the mayor nor anyone on her staff has responded to the question about police policy changes. McCarthy said later Burns' relationship with the mayor has been an ongoing problem and that he's very confrontational. The media Twitterverse erupted. @PKBNews is a professional, a good guy, not at all threatening. #FreeKenny, tweeted Pamela Wood of the Baltimore Sun. @PKBNews, read about your being barred from the mayor's press conferences, wrote an email asking them to reconsider. Hang in there, tweeted James Wilkerson, a Library of Congress employee who describes himself as a recovering journalist. This is messed up, especially if you know @PKBNews and the way he goes about his job, added Justin Fenton, also of the Sun. The mayor fired back. I support free press, but won't tolerate aggression to me or my staff. Burns' behavior has been threatening, and I chose to act, she wrote in one tweet. And suggesting that because the press won't admit to seeing it, that it didn't happen, is awfully ironic for truth seekers. And finally, @PKBNews is welcome to any press event other than the close quarters of post-BOE press avail. I made that clear. Andy Bienstock, WYPR's vice president for programming, issued a statement saying it is unfortunate that the mayor has chosen to limit access to our City Hall reporter and pick and choose who gets to ask her questions. We take allegations of misconduct seriously, but so far have not found any corroboration, he added. It seems that Kenny is guilty of insistently asking the mayor questions she did not want to answer. And that is precisely what we expect our reporters to do. I'm Joel McCord reporting for 88.1 WYPR.